بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Respected ulama ikram, elders and brothers, there is a famous saying that says, times of great difficulty are times of great opportunity. And this is the mindset of a believer. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Unique is the condition of a believer, that every condition is good for him. And that is something that is exclusive to the believer. If he is afflicted with unfavorable conditions, then he makes sabr, and that is to his advantage. And if Allah blesses him with favorable conditions, then he makes shukr, and that is also to his advantage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these trying and difficult times, gives us great opportunities. Opportunities of being of service, being of assistance, trying to help someone, picking up the morale of someone, attending janazas. You find a common complaint that is coming from the burial services, that people are not attending janazas. But we are depriving ourselves of these great rewards. A person attends the janaza. Just for him attending the janaza, the reward that he's getting is equivalent to the Mount Uhud. Such a massive reward, such a great, huge reward. Just to take out a few minutes of your time. But look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing you. And then if you also go to the graveyard and you witness the burial and you assist, then you get the reward of another mountain of Uhud. So two mountains of Uhud. It is also noticed that young people tend to go to the graveyard and they stand one side with their hands on their sides, and people don't want to assist in filling the grave, filling the sand into the grave. Respected friends, this is our opportunity now for us to go forward. A mu'min grabs every opportunity for sawab and for reward. This is a reward. This is a sawab. Every single grain of sand that you're going to fill in that grave, Allah is going to reward you for that. That is all going to your reward in the akhirat. So a mu'min is always positive in his thinking. He is never negative. Remember, a positive mindset will always take a person very far in life. It will make a lot of things easy for him. In fact, even if a person is sick, a positive mindset will boost his immune system. It will make him stronger. As far as the people who we lose, then remember, this is the decree of Allah. This is the will of Allah. We have to always be pleased with the will of Allah. If the will of Allah is we have to go, we just make dua that Allah takes us with iman. Allah takes us with sunnah. Allah takes us with taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the rank of martyrdom and joins us with the shaheeds. So those brothers who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away from this dunya, Allah wanted to bless them with the rank of martyrdom. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, you know, they would make this dua. They would cry and make dua. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu made dua, Allah bless me with martyrdom. This was one of the greatest ambitions and desires in their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed these people with this great reward. We make dua for them. Allah give them even higher stages in Jannah. We make dua for their families. Allah make it easy for them. Allah grant them sabr. But respected friends, a positive mindset is something that is very, very important. Person should never, the last thing you ever lose in your life is hope. That is the last thing. Don't ever lose hope. Put your mind on the creator of the virus and don't put your mind on the virus. We got caught up with the virus. We forgot about the creator of the virus. Who is the creator? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has got no limitations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got no restrictions. Remember, what Allah decrees will happen. If Allah decrees harm for you, the amount of harm that Allah has decreed for you, only that amount of harm can reach you. There can be no harm that will reach you more than that or less than that. Let us turn our focus to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout the Quran Sharif, you find when Allah speaks about unfavorable conditions, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the reason why Allah puts those conditions is لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. So that people turn to Allah. People cry to Allah. People beg from Allah. People make dua to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to turn to Him now. Allah wants us to cry to Him now. Cry like you never cried. Allah wants us to make tawbah. Our elders are advising us now. In these times, there are few things that we need to be doing. Number one is we all need to make tawbah. Remember, every single person, including myself, we all have to make a sincere tawbah. We need to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we cannot cry, let us assume the form of a crying person. Why? Because we have really been ungrateful to the ni'mats and favors of Allah. Allah blessed us with so many ni'mats, so many favors. How much of shukr did we make? How much of importance did we show to the commands of Allah, to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We showed importance to every other rule, to every other law, to every other command, to every other measure, but Allah's commands, how much of importance did we show to that? The most important thing, because Allah is in control of everything. So if you will obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will please Allah, Allah will please you. You will protect Allah's deen, Allah will protect you, Allah will preserve you. But we have, unfortunately, respected friends, we have been lax in this matter. We all need to make tawbah to Allah. We need to sincerely cry, encourage our children. Every person must look at his own weaknesses. We don't be judgmental of other people. We don't be here to judge other people of what they are doing. They are responsible of their actions, and we are responsible of our actions. Every person needs to make tawbah and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, on some occasions when he sent out the army, he would give them this advice. You know, they're fighting a very powerful enemy. What would Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu tell them? Fear your sins more than you fear your enemy. Whether it's a visible enemy or an invisible enemy, fear your sins more than you fear your enemy. Because remember, it is your sins that will drop you, not your enemy will drop you. Your sins will drop you. So we always constantly need to keep our weaknesses before us. Make a sincere tawbah and try and leave out all this haram and vice. The hadith says it clearly. The real cause, what is the real cause for these conditions? It is the perpetrating of obscene acts. It is acts of obscenity. Things, you know, now they become rife. They become open. People are watching these things on screens. They're watching it on their phones, on their devices. We need to make a sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make a firm resolve. Go back home and inform or tell our families, tell our children, like how you're teaching them about all the other measures. Tell them what measures Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told you to take. That is, stay away from sin. We need to stay away from sin. We need to stay away from haram. We need to stay away from vice. We need to make a sincere tawbah. This is the first thing our elders are telling us. The second thing is Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept great power in Durood Sharif. But read it with the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Leave it. Maybe we cannot go to Madinah Munawwara now, but let us visualize Madinah Munawwara. Let us read that Durood Sharif with the true feelings in the heart. That Durood Sharif, many ulama have written, is the solution, and that is the remedy for all these types of pandemics and plagues, etc. By reading a lot of Durood Sharif, every person within his own capacity, try to read a few hundred or a few thousand, whatever you can manage to do. Encourage your wife, encourage your children, encourage people around you. Let us start reading Durood Sharif. If you really want to make a positive change, start reading Durood Sharif. This is the second thing that our elders are advising us. The third thing is sadaqah. Remember sadaqah also. A small amount of sadaqah. Nothing can push away the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sadaqah will push away the wrath and the anger of Allah. Don't ever look down at any amount, even if it means you're giving one slice of bread, you're giving someone a little bit of milk, you're giving one khajur, even if you're giving half a khajur, whatever you can manage, make it a daily routine. If every single person in this community starts giving sadaqah with this intention, Allah, through the barakat of that sadaqah, Allah remove all these calamities. Allah remove all these problems from this ummah. Bring about afiyat. Bring about favorable conditions. Inshallah, through the barakat of that sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send down His rahmat. He's going to send down His mercy. Time does not allow us to go into the virtues of sadaqah. But that is the third thing. And the fourth thing, respected friends, is dua. Which other door do we have to knock at now? Who else are you going to go ask for help? Who can assist you in this condition? Which wealth can assist you? No, no one can help you. No one can assist you. People, it's all just, you know, guesswork. Someone is saying something. Someone is saying something. Only Allah knows the reality. We need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to make earnest dua. Make dua alone. Make dua collectively. You know, one very effective way of making dua is to sit down at home with our families. This is also one of the ways of the practices of pious people. Where first for 1 or 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes, depends on your time, read Durood Sharif. Everyone read Durood Sharif. Then for 2-3 minutes, everyone read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. When Yunus alayhi salam was stuck in the belly of the fish, this was the dua he made. To the barakah of this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought about ease for him. And Allah says, with this dua, wa kadhalika nunjil mu'minin, we will bring about ease for the believers. And then read Durood Sharif again, and then make dua. You don't need to make it loudly. You can make it softly. You can make it in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the call of the heart. Allah listens to every dua. Allah loves that dua. Allah loves the tears. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see those tears flowing from our eyes, and Allah is going to bless us. So this is the fourth thing. And the last thing, respected friends, is tilawat. Tilawat of the Quran, Surah Yasin, Surah Mulk at night, Surah Waqia. Friday, read Suratul Kahf. Some ulama advising us every day, try and recite Suratul Kahf if you can't read the whole. Suratul Kahf, the first 10 verses, the last 10 verses. This will bring about the farishtas, the angels, the rahmat of Allah, the mercy of Allah. Remember, if you've got angels protecting you, and Allah has appointed already angels to protect us, by reading Quran, we will bring about more angels. Those angels will protect you from missiles, and they will protect you from microbes. They will protect you from viruses. They will protect you from bacteria. These are the angels. So respected friends, inshallah, let us try and get proactive and have a positive mindset and turn to Allah. Allah is there if we believe that He's there for us. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.